This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your health and your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and welcome back. I'm glad to be able to talk to you again. I missed you for a few days, but I'm back and ready to go. And I had two or three different things I wanted to talk to you about, but because of a particular patient that I was dealing with yesterday with cancer and questions about chemotherapy, I thought maybe I might mention a couple of things about that to get the show going. In fact, there's enough about it in the early days of chemotherapy development that even oncologists don't even know, that I thought you might find interesting. It's a very fascinating story. During World War II, the Department of Defense had all these stockpiles of nerve gas, which were left over from World War I. And they weren't using them, of course, in World War II. And someone at the Department of Defense had this brilliant idea to try and convert these nerve gases into medical therapeutics. You kind of have to wonder what this guy was thinking about, looking at all of this nerve gas and say, boy, there must be some way we could use that on the human body in a sense that wouldn't kill it. And serendipitously, about the same time, it turned out that a group of American soldiers were inadvertently exposed to some of this nerve gas at an experimental research center. And what they noticed at their autopsy, because all the soldiers were killed by this, is that their white blood cell counts had all gone down and their normal bone marrow had been suppressed. So one of the Department of Defense doctors got this brilliant idea about 1945 that perhaps you could treat cancer using nerve gas. So they tried nitrogen mustard, and they used it to treat leukemia and lymphoma. And what it did was to knock out the bone marrow where the leukemias and the lymphomas began, which are diseases, you know, of the white blood cells. And amazingly, the nerve gas seemed to kill the cancer. So back about 1946, the Department of Defense actually contacted Dr. Gilman at Yale University, you know, then the preeminent pharmacologist of the day, and they gave him a huge amount of money to test it on animal models, and lo and behold, the tumors started to regress. So, you know, of course, all the animals died, but it was very impressive, as this was the first time in history that anyone had seen cancerous tumors regress from a drug treatment. So they decided to try it on a patient. And they had this patient with advanced lymphoma. And as there were no treatments for lymphoma in 1946, they gave him this nitrogen mustard derivative. And lo and behold, all his tumors regressed. Which, of course, in any way they looked at it, it was considered a miracle. Now, 6 weeks later, he died. But it was an extraordinary event because it was the first time in medical history that doctors had witnessed and documented the regression of tumors in a patient with an advanced disease. So they started to play around with and tweak and change the formula a little bit. And over the next 10 to 15 years, they gradually developed a variety of drugs, all beginning at Yale University. And so this went to other medical centers where they were using these toxic chemicals for healing, derived, ironically, from nerve gas, which, of course, is designed to kill you. And so, considering here that the original derivative was nerve gas, and they called it mustard gas because it was used to kill people in World War I, but now they're using it as a therapeutic modality in chemotherapy. And very few people realize that the whole generation of chemotherapeutic drugs that are being used today, which is over 100 of them now, really developed from poisonous nerve gas that was developed for warfare. And that's how it all began. And it didn't develop out of anything good. I mean, you know, its origins are rather unpleasant. But that's how it all began, with the Department of Defense contracting doctors to use their nitrogen mustard stores to see if they could use it to treat any kind of a disease. So why was the medical community so excited about something like this? Well, when Goodman and Gilman, there at Yale, published their results with the animal studies that were showing success with these aggressive lymphomas in these animals, when they published their first case report with a single patient, the one that died 6 weeks later, but not till after his tumors had regressed. And remember, this was kind of an original formula, so it was kind of rough. And the fellow was dying anyway. And, you know, who wouldn't reach out for something at the last minute for something experimental? Interestingly, a side note is there's a law in Arizona now that if you are on your deathbed, essentially, and wherever you're living at the time, has policies, laws, whatever else, against experimental stuff. In Arizona, that's not the law anymore. Arizona will allow experimental drugs for people who are on their way out. Anyway, the medical community just, you know, was just stunned by this. And so because they didn't know of any drug that could reduce tumors, this was the first time in history where a drug therapy, a synthetic drug, mind you, had reduced tumors. And it was just an amazing event in medicine. And it was in all the papers, and of course there was no internet in those days, but it really spread around the world that cancer's magic bullet might be right around the corner. And antibiotics at that time were really starting to get developed and were showing up in research all over the place. With the general context of the time, with the enthusiasm about antibiotics, which, you know, it really came into its own during World War II. I mean, early soldiers with injuries using antibiotics could reverse these terrible infections. Now, antibiotics had showed up a decade before, you know, with, Fleming, I think, up in Toronto, that I can't remember if Fleming was the one who came up with the diabetes drug, or if Fleming was the one who accidentally discovered penicillin. In any event, the early development of antibiotics showed up about the same time as World War II. And then after World War II, you have this conjunction taking place with the development of anti-cancer drugs. And so researchers thought, my goodness, here's another magic bullet with the antibiotics, you know, that could take care of pneumonia. But now we have something that could make tumors go away, just as antibiotics were curing infectious diseases, like I said, with pneumonia and terrible infections, which previously had no treatment. And if you did not recover on your own prior to this time with serious pneumonia, you were a goner. So they thought they had it. They thought that this nitrogen mustard derivative was the next penicillin for cancer, so to speak. And just as everything had come together with these extraordinarily effective antibiotics, which, of course, was very overstated, but we know that now, with this one case report, they said, well, now we have the magic cancer, or the magic bullet for cancer. And as it turned out, as usual, when things like this start to show up, there's a lot of fanfare and press and press conferences and meetings and symposiums and whatever, but still, the research was very slow in coming. And proving results with most of the cancers, after they had done this originally with lymphoma, was really difficult. And chemotherapy actually got started as a sort of a standard method of treatment for cancer after this initial enthusiasm in the mid-1940s from the mustard gas. And it was really a very slow process because a lot of the initial enthusiasm was tainted by the fact that most patients weren't responding. In waiting for the tumor to shrink, the patient would end up dying. And so there was as much confusion and worry and doubt that started to show up after the explosive, almost volcanic enthusiasm with the success with the first patient. Now, there's different kinds of cancers. Just as there's over 100 different drugs for cancer now, there's different kinds of cancers. And it wasn't until about the late 1960s that the idea that chemotherapy could have this magical effect on cancer really came back into the fore again. It had kind of drifted off a little bit because they were using the same modality of the nitrogen mustard on any cancer that came down the pike. And it didn't work on the vast majority of cancers. It only seemed to work on cancers of the blood, the lymphomas, leukemias, things like that. And there's what is known as soft cancers and hard cancers. And it's a kind of a single incident with the development of the MOP. That's an acronym, M-O-P-P. And M-O-P-P was a combination chemotherapy regimen that was used for Hodgkin's. And the acronym is derived from the component drugs, something called mustergen, and there's chlormethine and mustine and nitrogen mustard and oncovin and vincristine, or something known as VCR. And it was a treatment for Hodgkin's disease that was developed by this Dr. DeVita, who at that time was working at the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland. And he was studying Hodgkin's disease, and a very, very interesting thing started to show up, that some of these Hodgkin patients with long-standing diseases seemed to be cured and others couldn't. And it was a great discovery that they made at this time that I'm going to talk to you about here in just a second. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more coming up next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
So welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Just a side note here. In my practice, I wanted to tell you about Salt Lake City is the center of what's called the Intermountain West, where my practice is located. And it's the only real population center to speak of between Denver and Reno, Nevada, that's sitting there on the California border. And there are some really well-known, well-established cancer treatment centers, the Huntsman Center in Salt Lake, because Salt Lake's the only population center. And so I have in the past talked to medical people that are associated with the Huntsman Cancer Center, and they do an awful lot of research and do a lot of good. In fact, one of the side studies that they did that has been poo-pooed, the same as some studies that came out of Africa that were very exciting, that they found out that people who have cancer, certain kinds of cancer, if you gave them measles, introduced measles into the body so that they had a measles infection, the cancer disappeared. Fascinating stuff. Why? Because the cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know the cancer is there. And if we have time in this podcast, I can get more into that as to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. But when they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease like measles, the immune system, it gets this five-alarm fire going off, or five-alarm whatever going off. It signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and get back out on the battlefield and go to work, and suddenly, oh my gosh, what is this stuff? And destroy the cancer in a matter of days. Now, that would be a very, very inexpensive treatment for cancer. And it's been pushed aside and covered up because of something I'm going to talk to you about here in the show that has everything to do with why chemotherapy hasn't been any more effective than it is. It's beginning to be less effective, and another treatment is starting to show up that capitalizes on the idea of awakening your own immune system against cancer. But let me go on here with this original story. Because the interesting thing is with some of these Hodgkin patients, the results were longstanding, that they seemed to be cured. And so this was the first time that there was a significant long-term effect from synthetic, very toxic chemicals, mind you. And Dr. DeVita deserves a lot of credit for that. I mean, you know, we ought to give the devil his due. But it did work for a lot of these Hodgkin patients. Up to about 50% of the advanced cases seemed to respond beautifully for long periods of time. Yeah, there was toxicity. There was some rather yucky side effects that would show up. But Dr. DeVita's work with Hodgkin's really prompted a new enthusiasm for chemo by the late 1960s that had kind of gone off to the side for a while. And so a lot of the enthusiasm for the 1940s had waned because they weren't getting the results that they thought they would. And so Dr. DeVita really revived this whole new interest in the use of these toxic synthetic medications for the treatment of cancer. So it just so happened to be the disease that he was working on that started to get them to understand that there was a big difference between cancers of the blood and the hard cancers, lung, uterine, breast, prostate, things like that. We'll continue with more next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. received more than 100,000 Ukrainians in roughly 5 months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This seals President Biden's pledge for providing a temporary safe haven to those deposed as part of the largest refugee exodus since World War II, according to government status obtained by CBS News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has confirmed over 100,000 Ukrainians' arrival, saying that the objective, quote, was never a cap. The Homeland Security Secretary also stated that DHS will continue to welcome additional Ukrainians in the weeks and months to come, quote, consistent with President Biden's commitment. This is USA Radio News. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely to help the district respond to an influx of illegal immigrants arriving by bus. Bowser's request to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and President Joe Biden comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C. I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Starkwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Very happy to be with you here today with what? With a little bit of history, medical history, that I personally find very fascinating. And it was, you know, it was kind of like 1946 all over again, because Hodgkin's is a very unique disease, and it's one of only a few of the 100 cancers that actually responds to chemo. I mean, we all know people, family members, friends, whatever else. You know people, I certainly know people, that have gone under chemo treatment for these hard cancers, and I'll get into more detail that in a moment, that did not survive. But you may know, I certainly know people with Hodgkin's, non-Hodgkin's, different kinds of lymphoma, leukemias, pediatric children leukemias, even testicular cancer, obviously in men, responds to this kind of a treatment when there's so many cancers that don't. And so it just so happened to be the disease that they were working on, and it happened to be one of the few cancers that actually responds to these toxic chemotherapy drugs. And they assumed if chemotherapy could work so effectively for Hodgkin's disease, which in those days was a deadly illness, it has to work for everything else, you know, for all the other cancers. But that was an assumption that was not warranted, and it turned out to be very erroneous because of Dr. DeVita's work and his work specifically with Hodgkin's disease and specifically with his work with this MOP, this MOPP chemotherapy regimen. There was this burst of news in the newspapers and magazines and news reports and medical journals, I mean, just everywhere. So the question that they had then was, then why then is chemotherapy so ineffective for most types of cancers, the hard cancers, especially at the stage 4 level? And there's a lot of people who, when they finally discover the fact that they have cancer, it's already at stage 4. Now, I've got a very good friend of mine that I've known since the 1970s who showed up in my clinic. I hadn't seen him for a few years, but he showed up in my clinic last summer with stage 4 bowel cancer. And he was told, well, we're going to take your bowel out. And he says, well, like the devil you are. And I said, well, if we don't take your bowel out, you're going to die. Does that mean I have to poop in a bag on my stomach? Yeah. no, that's not going to happen. I'll die first. So he comes to me, and I said, well, you know, that's one of the reasons why we created these enzymes, long-life energy enzymes, following Dr. Gonzalez's protocol in Manhattan, to just very effective enzyme treatment for cancer. And I'm not a cancer doctor, and I don't treat cancer. But I offer nutrition support for my patients who do have cancer. So I said, well, Larry, I want you to take 10 of these in the morning and 10 of these at night on an empty stomach. They're capsules. They're the long-life energy enzymes are capsules. I want you to take 10 in the morning on an empty stomach when you first wake up and don't eat anything for at least 45 minutes. And then I want you to take 10 of these before you go to bed at night on an empty stomach, not having eaten anything for at least 3 hours before you go to bed. And he was so fearful of having to poop in a bag the rest of his life that he said, well, Jack, I'll do anything. I'll do anything you tell me to do. And I said, well, then after you take the enzymes, I want you to go out and howl at the moon for half an hour. I'm just, you know, just kidding with him. And he did it. And I said, I want to see you in 30 days. He came back in 30 days and he had a little bit more color in his face. But he said, Jack, the bleeding stopped. I'm not passing any blood. And I said, well, what does the oncologist say? Well, I haven't seen him yet because they're mad at me because I won't do their treatment. You get back in there and have them reexamine you. Well, the tumor was still there, but he wasn't passing any blood. So I said, I want you to continue with this regimen for at least another 30 to 60 days. Don't change anything that you're doing except get sugar out of your diet. No sugar whatsoever, because that is the food of cancer. Cancer cells are so primitive, they can't metabolize anything but sugar. So if you get rid of the sugar, according to Johns Hopkins Medical Center, you get rid of the sugar, you starve the cancer. So between that and the enzymes, that's what I want you to do, and I want to see you in 60 days. He comes back in 60 days. This fellow is 77, 78. He works for himself. He builds mining equipment. He says, Jack, I'm back to work. I'm back out in my garage. I'm working 8 to 10 hours a day. I have plenty of energy. Well, tell me about the tumor. He said, well, it's still there, but it's getting encapsulated, and it's not bleeding, and I have no pain, and I have regular bowel movements. I said, what did the oncologists say? Well, they won't talk to me because I won't do chemotherapy. They release me from their care. He says, you're my cancer doctor. I said, no, no, Larry, I'm not a cancer doctor. I'm just offering you some nutrition to support your body to take care of itself. Well, whatever, you know, kind of a thing. And I said, this is what I want you to continue to do, because you're going to need to do this probably for the rest of your life. Did you get rid of the sugar? Well, you know, sugar in my coffee count. Yeah, sugar in your coffee counts. Learn to drink it black. And then a few other things. Well, I last saw him maybe 3 months ago. But I asked the staff, does Larry come in here and get these? Oh, yeah, he's in here about every month picking up some more enzymes. Now, I want to get into more of that in a minute, because this is one of the reasons why the Hodgkin's treatment did not work on hard cancers. Because they assumed then that if it worked on Hodgkin's, this stuff should work for everything. So why then was chemotherapy so ineffective for most types of cancer, the hard cancers, especially at the stage 4 level where I found Larry? Well, there's over 100 different types of cancer, depending on which textbook you consult, and the great majority of them in the textbook do not respond to chemotherapy. And as it turns out, the cancers that respond to chemo are generally the blood-related cancers, like leukemia and lymphoma, and they're not all that common compared to the major cancer killers. And these are the lymphoma and the leukemias are what are known as soft cancers. And the major cancer killers, like lung, colon, prostate, pancreatic, uterine, breast, do not respond to chemotherapy. These are the typical solid or hard tumors as opposed to blood tumors. And ironically enough, it's the failure of so many types of chemo for hard cancers that has created this new wave of, and I know you've heard of it, immunotherapy. And the truly ironic part is that it is just this immunotherapy approach that is behind this marvelous anti-cancer mechanism that's inside your own immune system that keeps cancer at bay for most of us. Now, many cancer experts out there tell us that if you live to a ripe old age of, 70 to 80 and beyond, you'll probably have 6 to 7 cancers in your lifetime. But you never know about it because your immune system is on top of it because you have a strong immune system. People with weak immune systems fall victim, not just to cancers, but a lot of opportunistic diseases, and they're constantly sick, and they're constantly in the hospital, or constantly on antibiotics, or whatever else. We all know somebody like that. But it was the failure of chemotherapy for the hard cancers that got them researching more and more into how does the human body and healthy people discover, detect, fight, and destroy the cancers that plague us. And that's where the immunotherapy came from. And I always thought that was so ironic. I can even remember the Time magazine, was it 20 years ago or something like that, that had immunotherapy written across the front page, the new treatment for cancer. Well, it's not a new treatment. It's Mother Nature's treatment for cancer. But it goes back to what I was saying about the Huntsman Cancer Center in Salt Lake City and other places around the world, especially, I can't remember if it was Uganda or Nigeria or one of those sub-Saharan Western African countries, where they started publishing studies that they were discovering that if they would give, I remember it was with melanoma, and you know how deadly melanoma can be. And with melanoma, when they gave the patients measles, so they're burning up with fever with a measles infection, and they leave them alone. They let the fever burn them up. And the temperature from the fever didn't get to where it was, threatening of life, but it was hot enough that it turned the immune system on. Now, there are doctors, cancer doctors out there now in certain cancer centers around the country that will put you in heat chambers because heat activates the immune system. One of the reasons why we have a fever when we get sick is because the body's own intelligence deep inside, which is what the forbidden doctor is. I'm not the forbidden doctor. It's this doctor that you're forbidden to know about by the medical tyranny deep inside you that knows how to handle these things. And it will raise your temperature to activate the immune system. And the immune system is just deadly against the enemy, but it kind of hangs around in dormancy for the most part because we don't want an overactive immune system. So a lot of times when we get a fever, the immune system kicks in, and if we have a cold, a flu, the fever that accompanies that, that we're all so often wanting to suppress it. Oh, my gosh, he's got a fever. Let's give him something. No. Unless the temperature gets up to 104.5 or 105, leave him alone. The body is not stupid. It knows what it's doing to activate the immune system. So when they would introduce a viral infection into these people with melanoma, the melanoma would go away. And sometimes in less than 2 weeks, it would be gone. But there is, as you would suspect, there's always a money aspect to this. Now, it's the rare cancers like Hodgkin's and some rare cancers, lymphomas, leukemias, multiple myeloma, that tend to respond to chemotherapy very nicely. And there are interesting reasons and all kinds of theories, about why chemo works, when it does work, and why it doesn't work, and when it doesn't work. And actually, chemotherapy, as the 1946 study that I talked about shows, wipes out the bone marrow. And leukemias and lymphomas and multiple myeloma, the cancers that do respond to chemo, are diseases of the bone marrow. So then as well as now, using toxic chemo, you're actually knocking out the bone marrow. So, of course, these diseases will regress and the patient improves, and sometimes permanently. But the other solid tumors, the major cancer killers, like tumors of the breast and the lung, they're not bone marrow cancers. So you can wipe out the bone marrow with the chemo, But these hard cancers will still continue to grow because the cancers don't derive from bone marrow stem cells. So for the great majority of the major cancer killers, chemotherapy is ineffective. As there is, in any business, cancer, of course, is a business. It's a big business. About the only health-oriented business bigger than cancer business is heart disease business. Heart disease is primarily a problem of malnutrition. So we'll continue with more. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health on the air. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Calitrin, the instant, well, it's not really an instant, it's a 90-day program that actually I've stayed on for 5 years because I like what this all-natural product does for me. Jack, you and I have talked about crash diets and drugs that people, you're with me 100% when it comes to the natural way of doing things. Excuse me. And this is a way for you to support your body, to support your physical health the natural way. Yes, you should eat well. Yes, you should pay attention to what Jack and Ken tell you about what you eat. Does my voice sound like it's cracking? It sure feels like it. Man, the allergies. This is my, Jack, how's my voice sound? You're the doctor.
Just a hair. It sounds like it's tired or it needs some water.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Calitrin at toploss.com, a fabulous way for you to support your body's need to have the right body mass index, to have the right weight. The culture of Calitrin is based on aloe vera, collagen protein, and digestive enzymes that help to restore your body's strength. This is the nutritional way to do it and to keep the weight off. All right, so anyway, and rather than prolong this with my voice, go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping and also the special Dog Days of Summer sale. So here we are with monkeypox. 300,000 monkeypox vaccine doses are supposed to be headed toward New York. And there are a lot of people, and I'm one of them, who think that we have another New World Order pawn. We're being used mm-hmm. here. This is a sleight of hand. The number of people who have monkeypox is minimal. This is so dangerous from the point of view of taking. I was talking yesterday, Jack, whether you may or may not have heard me, about the guy at CNN who is in charge of their technical their technical department, said that they always are looking to instill the next fear, and climate change is the next thing, but monkeypox is here as well. So what is monkeypox? How is it that we're being scared? Because there's nothing in my mind to be scared of. Is there?
Well, there's few things. Well, absolutely. Unless you're homosexual.
Okay.
Because the highest rates right now, monkeypox, California, New York, Illinois, because of the rates of homosexuality that exist in those states, it's well established that monkeypox is being spread by members of the gay community. Yet there's so few outlets out there covering that fact. And I'm not trying to demonize any community, not at all. It's just to assure people who are not members of that community that these things are not nearly as scary as they would have you believe. Cases are, ironically enough, very high in Florida, because cities like Miami and Orlando have big homosexual communities, and this is largely spread through direct contact with the infectious rash or the scabs or the body fluids, respiratory secretions, during prolonged face-to-face contact, intimate physical contact, kissing, cuddling, sex. So the average heterosexual, which is, 95% of the population, is not in danger. But now the WHO, the World Health Organization, is coming out and saying, well, you know, we think it might be spread through the air. No, it's not an airborne disease. Oh, no, maybe it can be. I mean, this is changing science once again because they have millions upon millions of doses of smallpox vaccine that is still sitting there on the shelves that haven't been used because there's no smallpox left out on the planet. And they said the smallpox vaccine can be used in place of the monkeypox vaccine. Mm-hmm. So there's, pathological liars can never keep their story straight. But when the WHO comes out, starts saying, well, maybe science hasn't been correct in the past. Maybe it's not just spread through fluid contact. Maybe it can be airborne.
Maybe.
Exactly.
And the Chinese control the World Health Organization, so why would you believe anything that they say? I was noticing that the monkeypox was discovered among monkeys who were given the polio vaccine. Why would they give monkeys
and now they're starting to say in a couple of places around the country, polio might be reemerging once again. So scare, just like you were saying before I said my piece. Scare the people, because loving them isn't going to sell anything, but scaring them to death will.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.